Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
The Pelicans take care of business, beating the Nets 112-85. We had seven players in double figures, including Jordan Hawkins and Jose Alvarado, the two non-starters who were in double figures. I loved everything about the game last night. This was definitely the first time all year that the Pelicans have just taken care of a bad team. You have to beat the bad teams, especially when you're on the first night of a back-to-back. We're playing the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight, Wednesday, on the back-to-back in Minnesota. So the guys hopped on a plane last night, and they were already in Minnesota this morning. That's going to be a huge test. We've won three in a row. Can we make it four against arguably one of the best teams in the entire league? Hello, everyone. Of course, my name is Ryan Jada. Welcome to my show. This is the Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans podcast on the Believe Sports Network. And I'm just so excited to be back in 2024. What an incredible year we're already having for the Pelicans. We're undefeated in 2024, and it started out, I'm going to say it started out by beating the Lakers. I know technically that was on New Year's like Eve, but I'm still counting that as a 2024 win. If you don't want to do that, that's your business. But for me, I'm counting all those. Let's just break down the game last night. I thought CJ McCollum has started out first quarters for us incredibly well. And if you know me and you follow me on Twitter at Ryan Talks Hoops, or on X, sorry, X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, you know that I'm not the biggest fan of CJ and Valanciunas in the starting lineup together, but I think as individual players, they are good for the team in certain spots. Now, CJ, first quarters, he hit something like four or five threes in the first half last game. This game, he started out pretty equally as hot. I think he hit two or three in the first quarter, and we need that. We need that that kind of dedicated scoring in the first quarter because our first quarters have been very slow, and it seems like there is an emphasis on having better first quarter starts. I thought we were going to be struggling with the first quarters all year, but when I went back and looked before these three games, we were actually even. We had lost and won equal amount of first quarters. And then after these three games, obviously, we've actually won the first quarter in these three games. So I was very impressed with that. I'm very happy with that. And it just seems like we have the energy to start the games a little bit more now. We've been embarrassed on national television enough, and we're finally getting in basketball shape. Zion is getting in basketball shape. You can see it. You can see it with the effort on defense. Brandon Ingram's effort on defense has been incredible. And there's going to be a lot of people who are, I don't want to say upset with the win. It was an ugly but beautiful win. And I say that because Zion only scored 10 points. Brandon Ingram only scored 12 points. All of our starters, nobody on the entire team hit 20 points. CJ McCollum hit 16, but everyone was just sharing the ball so well. We were rebounding, we were shooting out the ball for assists, we weren't turning it over. It's just one of those games where you look at it and you're like, man, we won comfortably. The stats don't matter. When you're winning, stats should never matter. And I understand that stats have implications like all-star votes, all defensive teams, but winning makes those things come too. So if you just win enough games, if you win 55 games, you're going to find yourself on some kind of all-defensive team or all-NBA team. I promise you that. Guys aren't missing games to injury as much this year. I'm knocking on wood. I'm knocking on anything. I'm praying to any God that I can that we stay injury-free. I think we're doing a great job limiting minutes, like I said previously in the opening. We're playing again tonight in 5-6 hours against the best team in the league, and they're coming off of a loss. So playing against a really good team coming off of a loss, one of my favorite philosophies is that elite teams do not lose two games in a row. So you know the Timberwolves at home are going to be looking to play incredibly hard. So it's going to be a very, very tough game, which is why I'm so happy that none of our starters played anywhere close to 30 minutes. Zion played 25. B.I. played 25, 24, 59. So basically everybody played 25 minutes. And then our bench guys got a lot of work into, which is fantastic. Cody Zeller got an and-one last night. Dyson Daniels got some extra work in. I'm loving what I'm seeing from him still to this day. Jordan Hawkins, he's out there shooting the ball like crazy. He was only 2 for 6 last night, but I'm okay with that. I'm really not like super upset. No, he's 2 for 8. I'm not upset with him being 2 for 8 because I'd rather a guy who knows he's a good shooter just keep shooting. He needs those reps. He's going to get stronger. That shot is going to get more consistent as he puts some muscle on. So I'm not worried about that at all, because a guy who can shoot like that, who's not afraid to shoot, is somebody I want on my team. Jonas had a good game last night. He got his double-double, 11 and 12. Herb Jones, I think, probably had the most incredible game out of everyone. Maybe Jose Alvarado had an incredible game too, but I really just liked what Herb Jones was doing out there. He made 2 out of 4 threes, but I'm pretty sure 2 of those should have been threes, but his big toe was on the line. But as long as he's out there pulling people out, like I said, that's good. If he's pulling people out on the perimeter, I'm okay with him not making an actual three-pointer. But loved his game last night, loved his defense. And speaking of defense, I wanted to hound this in a little bit further. Brandon Ingram on defense has been a revelation. And I don't know who got him to buy in, but whoever it was is an absolute genius. He is averaging 2 blocks a game in 2024. I love that. He's using his length. He's using his verticality. His on-ball defense has gotten good. His positioning. J.J. Redick is famous for this. J.J. Redick says it's not really about sliding your feet. If you can slide your feet, you can slide your feet really well and defend like that. But if you know where you're supposed to be on defense and you know how you're supposed to react and where you're supposed to be based on what the offensive player is doing, you're almost a better defender in the long run. And it just seems like Brandon Ingram's feet are moving well, but he also knows where to be on defense. He knows that if somebody's doing a right-left cross and he knows that this player is right-hand dominant, he's going to hedge over to the right-hand side a little bit. And I don't know if it's Herb Jones teaching him that or somebody on our staff teaching them that, but I just love the defensive pressure that he is playing with. And we are not known as a rim-defending team. Jonas could barely jump over a tissue, but he gets his hands up. B.I. is getting his hands up. Zion on defense is also playing in the right spots. Not so much. He can move his feet. Don't get me wrong. Zion can move his feet on defense, but he's getting into his right spots. He's cheating over when he needs to cheat over. He's jumping and skying for rebounds whenever he needs to sky for rebounds. I got emotional and choked up just thinking about Zion getting rebounds on the defensive glass. I just love it so much. And I just feel like guys are finally getting that chemistry down. And I'll be the first to admit that it looked rough for a little bit. It looked like too many cooks in the kitchen, but people are figuring out where they need to get their shots, when it's time for someone to be cooking in the kitchen, when it's time for someone to be doing the dishes, when it's time for someone else to be serving up the plates. You know what I mean? So I'm happy with that. I still personally would change the starting lineup just a little bit. I don't know. My gut tells me that I would prefer Larry Nance in the starting lineup. And I know people are going to swarm on me for this, but I just like the way the Pelicans play defense when Larry's in there. They switch everything. Larry stops rim drives, and they collectively, it's team defense, stopping people from even getting shots at the rim. When Larry's out there, so many more of the shots, if you look at the data, so many more of the shots come outside of the paint or just barely in the paint, or they're at least contested there. But a lot of the shots are outside of the paint and they're heavily contested. And that's kind of what you want when you're playing small ball. You want to be able to move your feet so fast that people are settling for really tough mid-range jumpers or contested threes. And when Larry's out there, that happens on defense. But more importantly, Larry is a very, very underrated offensive, I don't want to say guard, point guard, mastermind, but he's an orchestrator out there. He can get guys in certain position. He definitely knows the offense. I had the opportunity to personally ask him a few months ago in the Spaces hosted by our guy Chris Connor that after he's done, he would love to go into coaching. And you can see that when he's on the court. He's going to be such an incredible coach. He knows when to yell at guys. He knows what guys respond to being yelled at. He knows what guys respond to just being told what to do in a very calm way. And so I love Larry. I feel like we missed him. And I feel like people are finally understanding why I love him so much. There was a long time, especially in the beginning of the season when he was playing injured, where he just wasn't looking all that great. So I'm glad he got healthy and he's showing how valuable he is to this team right now. Who else? Jose Alvarado. Jose Alvarado in 2024 is absolutely killing it. And I know the only thing that he's mad at is his free throws. He kind of bricks some free throws sometimes. He's not shooting the best percentage all year, but I'm really proud of him being willing to shoot. And also, there's something that he does that I think only Chris Paul and Steve Nash have done, and that's just dribbling around the basket. He keeps his dribble alive and then just hits that floater like it's nothing. I love that about his game. He's been playing great for us on defense and offense. And as I'm recording this show, our friends over at Pelicans PR tweeted out, in last night's 112-85 win over Brooklyn, the Pelicans were led in scoring by CJ McCollum's 16 points. The last time New Orleans won a game by 25 without a 20-point scorer was January 27th, 2012, in a 93-67 win over Orlando. Carl Landry led the Hornets, not the Pelicans, the Hornets in 2012, in scoring that night with 17 off the bench. So it's been a long time since we've had a win like this, and I knew that. If you're an avid fan of New Orleans basketball, you knew that win last night was very uncharacteristic in a good way. And that means we're trending in the right direction. I would have 50 games of not a single 20-point score over Zion and Brandon Ingram playing 35 minutes and them carrying the whole team. I'd much rather everybody contribute and win by 30 than have Zion and Brandon Ingram get their stats. I know that's sacrilegious, but a win is better than anything in this league. All right, now it's time to look ahead to the Timberwolves matchup tonight, the second day of a back-to-back in very, very cold Minnesota. The last game we played against them, we actually did beat them 107-121, which was a big lopsided victory. I don't know if Anthony Edwards even played. No, Anthony Edwards was out, so that was kind of a bummer, but Zion dropped 36 on them. Zion loves playing against the Timberwolves. That guy puts up some serious numbers whenever we play them, so I'm looking for him to put it on them again tonight. And then previously, we did lose an absolute heartbreaker against them where I think they won 121, if my memory serves me right, 121-120. That is correct. So the season series is tied. This is a big game because they're in the Western Conference. You don't know how things are going to shake up. So it would be nice to get this season series kind of closer to on our side. In that last game, let's see what Anthony Edwards did to us. I think Anthony Edwards had a great game. He had 23. Carl Towns is really the guy who beat us in that game. But Zion wasn't even playing that game. So I'm looking forward to seeing Zion play in this game in Minnesota. He's not resting on back-to-backs anymore, which I think is the right decision. But he was just getting in basketball shape. So I love that for him. If we're talking about betting, I would bet the Zion over tonight for sure. I would bet assists for B.I. and Zion all the time. I think they're playing incredible. I'm just excited. I'm excited for this game tonight. This is going to be a really big test. If you look at the Western Conference standings right now, the Minnesota Timberwolves are in first place with 24 wins and only 8 losses. And I do feel like having the best defense in the league and being the number one spot is really good. You're in a good spot. And then the Pelicans are in sixth. If we win tonight, guess what? We are in fourth place in the Western Conference. So we got to get it done tonight. We got to beat one of the best teams in the league. It's not on national television, which is probably really good for us because we do not like playing on national television. So, Pelicans, national TV, no. Against a top team, yes. Let's get this dub tonight. That's going to do it for me here. I'm just excited for the Pelicans season right now. I have said some questionable things on Twitter/X about this team. As I'm sure everyone has, it's passion. It is what it is. But I'm excited. For betting purposes, you guys know me. I will be putting Herb Jones 2+3s until I am in my grave because I just believe so strongly that he is going to keep shooting. He's still attempting 5 a game even when he doesn't hit any. And so if a guy is attempting 5 a game and most of them are wide open, I think that's a safe bet. I think in the long run it's going to end up working out. But again, thank you all so much for listening. 2024, more episodes, more content, more everything. 2024, new year, new me, new everybody. Thank you for listening to Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm Ryan Jado. This is my show. I will see you guys after the next game.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.